This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German officials are defending their preparations for flooding in the face of the raging torrents last week that caught many people by surprise and left over 180 people dead in Western Europe. But they do concede that they will need to learn lessons from the disaster. Efforts to find any more victims and clean up the mess left behind the floods across a swath of western Germany, eastern Belgium, and the Netherlands continued Monday as floodwaters receded. The downpours that led to usually small rivers swelling at vast speeds in the middle of last week have been forecast, but warnings of potentially catastrophic damage did not appear to have found their way to many on the ground. The frontrunner to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany's September election has apologized for a scene in which he was seen laughing in the background as the country's president delivered a statement on the devastating floods in western Germany. Armin Laschet is the candidate of Merkel's center-right Union Bloc to be Germany's next leader. He's also the governor of North Rhine-Westphalia state, which was one of two badly hit by last week's floods. England's nightclubs have reopened as the country lifted most remaining restrictions after more than a year of lockdowns, mask mandates, and other pandemic-related curbs on freedom. There was joy on dance floors across the country at overnight Freedom Day parties, but the big step out of lockdowns being met with nervousness by many Britons, and there is concern from scientists who say the UK is entering uncharted waters by opening up when infections are not falling but soaring. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who urged people to be cautious, is spending Freedom Day in quarantine. Johnson and the Treasury Secretary Rishi Sunak are both self-isolating for 10 days after coming in contact with the health secretary.